So they're getting tax breaks on that. They have those low-income housing tax credits. They still are, if they're charging $600 a month rent on here, that's $600. Have we ruled on this prior, it looks like?
What we've done.
Wesley, we are.
Sent it to the state, didn't we?
Yes. It was motion made to deny in 2017 and 2019 that it would go to the state.
Well, what did the state say? Why do we have it here before us?
The state had said it to the to this value right here, the in 2019, 1950.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see that's what I'm saying. You're arguing the fairness of the statute, and I don't know that.
I just don't see why my dollar should subsidize. I mean, we're taking money from other people, but this is a subsidization of the individuals in this county to these people, and this is the reality of it. Through a lobbyist, they got the low-income housing tax credits for them to factor in their financials into their evaluation. That's how they push this through. And I'm telling you, well, I see it as wrong because we're spending that money. They're not, and that equal to equal on investor to investor, 60 units, and if they're charging $500 a unit, I bet it's at least 600 times 60. That's $36,000 a month on the gross scale.
Mm-hmm. Right, which it says on my report, it's got $35,686.59.
From your standpoint, I mean, I guess my comment would be, I'm assuming you're doing it as the state is telling you to do it. I'm not really, what you're talking about is just the fairness of the statute in my opinion and what they're doing. I think that somehow they pushed it through with the proviso that unless we do something, nobody's going to build these low-income houses and we're not going to have any for our workers. I mean, I think that's their philosophy is why they did these. Now, whether or not this formula is fair compared to other investors, things like that, I don't know.
$432,000 a year, which puts it around the current valuation. I think the county, in this case, has the valuation pretty correct, the original calculation. I understand the position on this one where you're at. I'm not trying to argue on that, but I'm just – we have denied these, and I knew this stuff was coming because I know of some lobbying organizations that pushed this through because this is big money. This is that – lobbyist stuff that happens, that changes laws, that benefits a select few.
It's kind of like these places that have. We're not one of them.
I mean, if we had more projects like this that come down, we just don't see the I mean, I know we need housing, but I don't see the projects coming our way.
We have about 8 of these now.
Yeah, they're pretty big. I think that they have given them a pretty good incentive to have low-income housing for workers. I think that's what they're doing, is that they have made it very profitable for some of these companies to come in and do this and provide housing to people. And frankly, I mean, I guess from the other perspective, I think our county does struggle right now from the fact that, I mean, rents are really high because of VRBO, because all of these properties have been taken. I have clients that have landlord-tenant issues, but they can't find any other properties to rent.
Well, I agree. I don't think that's our nightly rental issue myself.
No, it's not just night. It's just that there are no properties for lower income. There are not a lot of properties for lower income.
I agree with that.
So I think I don't know that their formula is particularly fair. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I do think that it is the statute in the state that we're dealing with, and if the state came back with that, I don't know really how, as a board, we change that. right now. I mean, I think it's something worth a lobbying effort maybe, but I don't know as a board.
But we are an independent board.
Certainly.
And the current valuation here on the books is $4 million. I'm gonna make a motion that we deny this one, and if they want that, if the state wants to give the tax break, then the state can give the tax break.
I thought they had already went to the state about that.
And the state was one. In other words, why is it? Why did the valuation go out? Because you said that they didn't send the low income. You didn't realize they were low income housing when they sent in their stuff, and that's why it's $4
million. I didn't realize they were low income housing. First of all.
So that's why it went out and they got assessed.
Second of all, they should have been charged the $4 million last year. They would have been at last year's BOE. They would have known because we didn't know it was low income. It would have gone to that $4 million appraisal amount. But
so did they pay on the $4 million last year?
No, because when you guys did the little move thing with the mass motions and they were messing with the CAMA, somehow this got reverted.
How would an apartment building be in a mass motion that my mass motion had to do with any properties that were residential properties that had anything with no improvements, not new construction, but residential properties that were raised over 15%? How would that mass motion be affected
didn't
here?
Didn't you have one mass motion that went back and reinstated all the BOEs from 2021 and 19 or something? You went back to 18 or 19?
Yeah, when they
were
all wiped out, we reinstated all a whole 3 years, which I'm not even sure how that got.
In other words, if this one got, if in that motion when this was at $4 million and we made a motion that it all go back,
okay,
it could have gone back. Is that what happened in this one?
Because it went.
Probably what had happened.
Okay.
Mayor
okay.
said
fair
it
enough.
Went
fair
back.
Enough.
I can't say for sure because that was worked through the ORIC.
So they should have.
It went back, and then it got the residential increase for the index increase. And so that's why it jumped a little bit, but not enough to alert these people, apparently. But this year would have shocked the stuffing out of them.
But the assessor's position in this particular case, because they got the low-income housing numbers to you, that the valuation of $2,141,192 fits with what the State Tax Commission did before.
Correct. And now, even we were over last year, but I don't think they should get a reward for not doing what they knew they were supposed to do every other year for an assessor. I don't know that Chuck actually figured these. I have no idea. It appears to me that Chuck let these go to the state, and the state did the figuring in the past.
I mean, Jeff, if we deny this one, they'll go to the state and get it knocked down. I mean, it's,
yeah.
But I mean, that's up to you. I mean, you guys, you've got the motion on the floor, so.
But I think I would be voted. Personally, the biggest need in this county is affordable housing. And, you know, they're going to go to the state, and then it's going to come back just the way it is.
I hear
maybe
you.
Lower.
So. Okay. So I assume there's no second on this motion?
No.
Okay. Motion fails. I would move that we would assess at what the assessor has, based on the financials and the low-income housing documentation they have provided, to be consistent with the state decision in 19 or 20, was it? I guess it was. That we put the value at $2,141,192.